ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावरेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। सो टुडे विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 21 एंटाइटल्ड द डायनेस्टी ऑफ भरत टेक्स्ट नंबर 20 19 20 एंड 21। सो आई विल बिकॉज द टेक्स्ट 21 हैज परपोर्ट सो आई विल जस्ट रीड 19 एंड 20। Myself, गर्गा छिन्निस्ततो गार्ग्या क्षत्रात् ब्रह्म यवर्तत दुरितक्षयो महावीर्यात् तस्य त्रय्यारुणि कविः पुष्करारुणिरित्यत्र ये ब्राह्मण गतिं गताः बृहत्क्षत्रस्य पुत्रोऽभूत् हस्ति यदहस्तिनापुरम्। Translation: From Garga came a son named Shini, and his son was Gargya. Although Gargya was a Kshatriya, there came from him a generation of Brahmanas. From Mahavirya came a son named Duritakshaya, whose sons were Trayaruni, Kavi, and Pushkararuni. Although these sons of Duritakshaya took birth in a dynasty of Kshatriyas, they too attained the position of Brahmanas. Bruhatkshatra had a son named Hasti, who established the city of Hastinapur, now New Delhi. Text 21, which is written on the board. Ajamidho dvimidhascha purumidhascha hastinaha ajamidhasya vamshasyuhu priyamedhadayo dvijaha ajamidha अजमीढ द्विमीढ द्विमीढ च आल्सो पुरुमीढ पुरुमीढ च आल्सो हस्तिनः बिकेम द सन्स ऑफ हस्ति। अजमीढस्य ऑफ अजमीढ वंशाः डिसेंडेंट्स स्युः आर प्रियमेधादयः हेडेड बाय प्रियमेध द्विजाः ब्राह्मणास्। ट्रांसलेशन परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन: फ्रॉम किंग हस्ति केम थ्री सन्स नेम्ड अजमीढ द्विमीढ एंड पुरुमीढ द डिसेंडेंट्स ऑफ अजमीढ हेडेड बाय प्रियमीढ all achieved the position of Brahmanas. This verse is now, I am reading purport. This verse gives evidence confirming the statement of Bhagavad Gita that the orders of society, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra, are calculated in terms of qualities and activities. Guna Karma Vibhagashaha. All the descendants of Ajamidha, who was a Kshatriya, became Brahmanas. This was certainly because of their qualities and activities. Similarly, sometimes the sons of Brahmanas or Kshatriyas become Vaishyas. Brahmana Vaishyatam Gataha. When a Kshatriya or Brahmana adopts the occupation or duty of a Vaishya, Krishi Gorakshamanijam, he is certainly counted as a Vaishya. On the other hand, if one is born a Vaishya, by his activities he can become a Brahmana. This is confirmed by Narada Muni. Yasya yallakshanam proktam. The members of Varnas or social orders, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra, must be ascertained by their symptoms, not by birth. Birth is immaterial. Quality is essential. Hare Krishna. So with blessings of all senior Vaishnavas here, we would like to discuss something on this subject matter today, which is obviously the Varnashram and the role of Varnashram in life of devotees. So, Srila Prabhupada mentions here in the purport that all these four Varnas, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, they are calculated in terms of one's qualities, guna and activities, karma, and not based on one's birth. And this is supported in by Lord Himself, who is the creator of Varnashram, who says in 13th verse of 4th chapter, he says, Lord Krishna says to Arjuna, Chaturvarnyam maya srushtam guna karma vibhagashah tasya kartaram apimam vidhya kartaram avyayam. So please understand me to be the creator of all varnas and ashramas. And although I am the creator, I am beyond them. So Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that Krishna is the creator of this social order. As we also see that in Purusha Sukta prayers, it is confirmed that the Virata Purusha's head, from his head comes Brahmanas, representing that they are supposed to be the guiding entities for the whole society. If the whole society is considered to be emanating from Lord's Virata Rupa, then the Brahmanas are coming from head, the Kshatriyas are coming from his arms. Arms have the function of protecting the body and doing some work for the welfare of the body. So that's what Kshatriya represent. That is Kshatriya's duty. Then the Vaishyas come from belly. Sometimes they say thigh. So their function is to provide nutrition to all society, as by doing Krishi, Goraksha and Vanijya. And the Shudras are represented by legs, and legs are supposed to do menial services to the entire body. So in one sense, head is important because it guides the entire body, but in another sense, entire body is important. Like every limb has its own function, without which the whole body will not function properly. So then Prabhupada writes in the same purport that purpose of creating this social order is to elevate men from animal status, because human society is very similar to animal society, Prabhupada writes. Probably because they are also engaged in eating, sleeping, mating and defending. So it's very similar to animal society. But to elevate human beings from an animal status, this Varnashram system is created. And Prabhupada writes, and for the systematic development of Krishna consciousness. So for elevating from animal status. So if we see that, if we look at from Shastra point of view, there are mainly three categories: trees, animals and humans. So trees, for example, so all the living entities have all the senses. They have senses, they have body, they have senses, they have mind, they have intelligence. But as far as trees are concerned, their consciousness is shrunken consciousness. So avrutta chetana. I think Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Jaiva Dharma, he describes five types of chetana. The lowest is avrutta chetana, almost like unconscious. Then comes mukulita chetana, little budding. Then avrutta, akunchita, mukulita, vikasita and purna vikasita. So avrutta means covered like trees. Akunchita means shrunken, and what is the next? Mukulita means just budding, and then comes vikasit. Vikasit means when one starts performing devotional service, it's called vikasit chetana. And when one attains that final stage of pure devotion, which is bhava and prem, then his chetana is purna vikasit. The flower has fully blossomed to give fragrance to Krishna. So trees, they have avrutta chetana. That means only their senses are working. But their mind is dormant, their intelligence is dormant. Therefore they feel a very meager amount of lamentation. That is the only emotion that they can feel, because it's very dormant. But if you see animals, then they feel the sense perception. At the same time, they have emotions because their mind is active, but their intelligence is dormant. And if you come think about human beings, then their intelligence also becomes active. Not only on emotional status, but intelligence also becomes active. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning here that Krishna created this Varnashram system to bring, and this goal of Varnashram is self-realization. So after many lifetimes, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains to Rupa Goswami, Ei rupe brahmand, how does it start? Bhagyavan Jeev, no, that comes later. Anyway, he says that there are 84 lakhs of species. Chaurashi laksha yonite karaye brahman. He says that in 84 lakhs of species, he travels and finally comes to human life. So, and then he says that among those, many are in sthavar bodies. There are sthavar and jangam. Those are movable and those are non-movable. And among movable, taramadhe manushya jati ati alpatara, very few attain human birth of life. And then Mahaprabhu explains that many of them are uncivilized. Taramadhe mlecha bauddha shabar, like, you know, there are so many who are atheistic, who are uncivilized, and we can say backward in their consciousness. And very few understand Vedas, but that means those are civilized. Vedanishtha madhye bahuta karma nishtha. Among those who understand Vedas, there are many who are addicted to fruitive activities. Even before that, those who have accepted Vedas, Vedanishtha madhye ardheka ved mukhe mane. They just do lip service to Vedas. Yes, Vedas say like this, Vedas say like that. But they don't dharma nishiddha papa kare, dharma nahi gane. Veda nishiddha papa kare. They break all the principles of Vedas and they don't consider religion. And those who actually follow religion, among them many are karma kandis, like in karmis. And among them, very few are gyanis who are actually come to the realization that sense gratification doesn't work, one has to go for self-realization. And among all those jnanis who are aspiring for our liberation, one person becomes liberated. And among thousands of such liberated, one devotee is very rare to find. So that is how rare the human birth is, and that is how rare the attainment of devotional service is. And therefore, now Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Brahmanda Bhramite Kona Bhagyavana Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beej. So how rare this opportunity is. First of all, to get a human birth is so rare. Then Prabhupada mentions that, but at the same time it should be understood that Krishna is transcendental to four orders and, you know, four varnas and four ashramas. And just like Krishna is transcendental, Vaishnavas are also transcendental to four varnas and four ashramas. Then today we'll try to discuss, based on different shlokas from Srimad Bhagavatam and Padma Puran, Garuda Puran, that how, what is the role of varnashram in devotee's life then? And here Prabhupada also mentions that once varna is not decided by one's birth, birth is immaterial, but it is decided by one's qualities. Like if one is very intellectually inclined, we'll see the different qualities. So based on that, his varna, brahmana, kshatriya is decided. So Prabhupada often used to quote this pastime of Satyakam Jabal, which comes in Jabal Upanishad. So this Jabala, he is a young boy and he wants to take initiation from Gautam Muni. So this Jabala approaches Gautam Muni and he says that, sir, may I please have initiation from you? So Gautam Muni says, earlier days they used to ask which Gotra you belong to, which family you belong to, you know. So he asked, but who is your father? Even somebody used to introduce himself, he mentioned which dynasty he belongs to. Just like when Muchukunda, he first time saw Lord in the cave, he introduced, I belong to such and such Vamsha, like that. Very humbly he introduces himself. But here he is not introducing his Vamsha. So Gautam Muni asks, what is your Vamsha? Who is your father? So he says, sir, I don't know who my father is. So then Gautam Muni says, then go and ask your mother, like, who is your father? But then his mother happens to be a maid servant, Dasi. So he asks his mother that, who is my father, can you tell? So she says, no, my dear boy, I also cannot tell who your father is. So then Jabala, he comes to Gautam Muni and he says, my mother also doesn't know actually who my father is. Then Gautam Muni becomes so pleased with him, he says that, yes, I will accept you as my disciple. Why? Because you have the quality of truthfulness, which is symptomatic of a Brahmana. So that is how Prabhupada mentions, yasya yal lakshanam proktam punso varnabhivyanjakam yadanyatrapi drushyeta tatte naiva vinirdishet. This is Sri Narada Muni. He is giving his instructions to Yudhishthira Maharaj on Varnashram. So this is in 7th canto, 11th chapter. Narada Muni mentions at the end of this chapter that anyone's varna has to be determined by what lakshana or symptoms we see. Prabhupada mentions in that purport that Krishna consciousness movement is meant to develop brahminical qualities. So very interesting thing here, because brahminical qualities, what are the brahminical qualities? Shamo dama tapas tapashaucham shantir arjavam evacha jnanam vidjnanam astikyam brahma karma svabhavajam. Shama means mind control, mind has to be peaceful. Dama means sense control. Tapa means austerity. Shaucha means purity. Kshanti means tolerance. Arjava means honesty or truthfulness, as Jabal showed his honesty or truthfulness. Jnanam is knowledge. Vidnanam is wisdom, of course, of scriptures. And Astikyam means religiosity or religiousness. So these are Brahma, Karma, Svabhavajam. It should be noted that these qualities could be seen with different persons having Jai Shri Shri Radha Shyam Sundar Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki. So these qualities can be seen born out of Sattvagun, Rajagun or Tamagun also. We have seen that Hiranyakashipu was also austere. He also performed sense control for so many thousands of years. But his aim was different. So we should know that these qualities, when they are born out of devotion, then they are transcendental. Otherwise, they belong to their different categories. Either Sattvic, Rajasic or Tamasic. Born out of devotion means Yasya asti bhaktir bhagavati akinjana sarvair gunestatra samasate sura. One who has great unflinching devotion towards akinchana bhakti towards Krishna, all the qualities, all the great qualities automatically manifest in him. He doesn't have to separately endeavor for them. Just by performing sincere devotional service, all the great qualities of that of demigods appear in his body. So these are transcendental qualities. So I would just like to read something about this, because many Indians, they objected Srila Prabhupada giving Brahman initiation to Western devotees. So this is something, this is from Prabhupada memories shared by Yashomati Nandan Prabhu. So I thought it is better if I just read verbatim his experience. So this is Yashomati Nandan Prabhu saying, when the Vrindavan temple was going to be inaugurated, this temple, I helped with the printing of invitations, and then Prabhupada put me in charge of Prasadam kitchen, which took a lot of time. I missed most of the festivities. Prabhupada also had me invite various Vrindavan saints to the festival. I invited Karpatri Maharaj, a strict sannyasi who at that time was biggest and most respected impersonalist of India, and who spoke about Krishna at Bhagavat Saptahas. When I invited him for our week-long festival, he said, I cannot come to your function. Why? Because your guru gives Brahman threads to Westerners. This should not be done. I said, why not? If the Westerners behave like Brahmanas, they rise early in the morning, chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna every day, if they study Bhagavatam, Gita and all the scriptures, if they spread message of Sanatan Dharma, then why not give them Brahman initiation? Nowadays in India, Brahmanas are bus conductors, factory workers and postmen. If these people can be Brahmanas, then why not these people be given Brahman initiation? The four divisions are devised not by birth, but according to Guna and Karma, Chaturvarnim Maya Srishtam. He also quotes the same verse. So previously Prabhupada had had him memorized. Some other person also objected Prabhupada giving Brahman initiation. So he made Yashomati Nandan Prabhu memorize this verse, Bhagavatam 7th canto 11th verse, which is this verse only, Yasya Yallakshanam Proktam. If one shows symptoms of being Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, even if he has appeared in a different class, he should be accepted according to those symptoms of classification that he shows. If the Brahmana has a symptom of Shudra, he should be accepted as a Shudra. If Shudra has a symptom of a Brahmana, he should be accepted as a Brahmana. Yasya Yallakshanam Proktam. Prabhupada made me memorize this sloka in 1974. So when I quoted this to Maharaj, he opened his eyes wide in surprise and appreciation. And he says, your guru has trained you very well, but there is actual tiger and tiger-like man. So he was just playing with the words. A man may be considered like a tiger, but he is not actually a tiger. Similarly, a person may be like a Brahmana, but he is not a Brahmana. He was sticking to his opinion that Brahmana has to be born in Brahmana family. You know. That is a Mayavadi word jugglery. When I narrated this conversation to Prabhupada, Prabhupada said, did you tell him this verse? Yasya Yallakshanam Proktam? So I said, yes, I quoted this verse from Narada Muni. And he said that, oh well, your Guru Maharaj has trained you very well. So Prabhupada smiled and he said, yes, you are well trained and your shloka is also well accepted. But still he is so envious and so unfortunate that he will not come for this temple opening. Prabhupada predicted that he is not going to come. So it's a very narrative, very illustrative of how Prabhupada had to face so many opposition just because he followed this verse from Bhagavatam. Yasya Yallakshanam Proktam. You know. Similar thing, this is not new, but this happened in the past in the scriptures. When Advaitacharya, he wanted to give Shraddha Patra. Now, in Shantipur, Shraddha Patra is given to the best of the Brahmanas in the society. So, Advaitacharya decided to give Shraddha Patra to Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. So, Haridas Thakur felt very hesitant. He said, "What are you doing?" Now, because Shantipur at that time was very caste conscious. And so he was saying that, "What are you doing? Why are you giving this to me? I am born in Mlecha family. What will people say?" So Advaitacharya just laughed and he said, "Don't worry, I am doing what Shastra is saying. I am not doing anything which is I am not doing anything against Shastra." Then he quoted this verse from Garuda Puran. Brahmananam sahasrebhya satrayaji vishishyate. Satrayaji sahasrebhya sarva vedanta paragaha. Sarva vedanta vitkotya vishnu bhakto vishishyate. Vaishnavanam sahasrebhya ekantyeko vishishyate. Among thousands of brahmanas, one who can perform the ritualistic ceremony, satra or yagya, is very rare. Among thousands of such who can perform Vedic sacrifices, one who has understood the final purport of Vedanta, Sarva Vedanta Paraga, is very rare. Among thousands, among millions who have understood Vedanta, Vishnu Bhakta, a devotee of Krishna, is very rare. And Vaishnavanam Sahasrebhya Ekanteko Vishishyate. Among thousands of Vaishnavas, one who has completely dedicated his life for service of Krishna is the rarest. And he said, "Haridas, you are that great Vaishnava." He said, "Just by feeding you, I will be feeding koti koti brahmanas." Like that. And Haridas Thakur then remembers this in his final days. He says to Lord Chaitanya that Bahutana Chayala Prabhu. He says that you have danced me in many ways. Viprera Shraddha Patra Khao Yaila. You made me eat Mlecha Haya. Although I am Mlecha, you made me eat Shraddha Patra, which is given to the topmost of Brahmanas. Then he says that Rau Rau Hoite More Vaikunte Chadaila. Although I am supposed to go down to hell, but you just raise me to Vaikuntha. So this is Haridas Thakur. In his humility, he is praying like this. So the point here is, Advaitacharya also faced such a situation which our Srila Prabhupada was facing. Interestingly, when Prabhupada went to West, before going to West, he went to Shantipur only for praying to Advaitacharya, you know, how to spread this Krishna consciousness movement to one and all. So therefore, it is mentioned that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he definitely from social point of view, he offered all respect to all the sannyasis, whichever sampradaya they belong. Even if they belong to Mahavad Sampradaya, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would offer prostrated obeisances unto them. But at the same time, it should be noted that as far as giving mercy is concerned, he gave mercy to those who are very humble and meek. Dinere adhika daya kare bhagavan, pandita dhani kulinera bada abhiman. One who is very aristocratic, he has great knowledge and great wealth, then he tends to develop a lot of ego. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not very impressed if somebody is egoistic. On the other hand, if one is a great scholar, great sannyasi, great brahmana, but if he is humble, then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appreciated him a lot. So, therefore it is mentioned, sannyasi pandita ganer karite garvanash, nicha shudra dwara kare dharmera prakash. So whom did Mahaprabhu select to spread this Sanatan Dharma? Did he select great brahmanas? Great. Of course, in Mahaprabhu's assembly, there were great brahmanas like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Vidya Vachaspati, and so many. But whom did he select from learning point of view? He said that Shri Rupa Dwara Kaila Vrajer Vilas. Sanatana Dwara Kaila Bhakti Siddhanta Prakash. Haridasa Dwara Kaila Namera Prakash. He He says that, of course, Rupa Sanatan, we know that they were great scholars, but from social point of view, they were ostracized because they served a Mlechha king. But he used them to spread the Sanatan Dharma, the Bhagavata Dharma, like that. And we see in many pastimes, like how it is mentioned that the Varnashram was never a consideration for the Lord to give mercy. Like, for example, sometimes people object that Lord Ram, in Ramayana it is mentioned at one place, one Shudra was performing austerity and reading Vedas. I am not sure what's his name, Shambarasur or Shambhukasur, one of the two. Shambhuk or Shambar, one of the two. And Lord Ram, what happened is, there was one death of one Brahmana's son even before the Brahmana. And Lord Ram then took it very seriously that some adharma is happening in my kingdom. So he went for search and he found one demon. I think it is Shambhuka. And he was performing austerities and reading Vedas. So Lord Ram immediately took his sword and cut the head of this Shudra. And immediately this son of the Brahmana came to life. So now many people who are ignorant, they blame or raise objection against Lord Ram. Hey, how come you just do like that? How come you restrict Vedas only to Brahmanas, like that? But they don't know that why this demon was performing this austerity and reading Vedas, because he wanted to gain powers so that he can take the position of Lord Shiva. That was his intention. And because Lord Shiva is great devotee of Lord Ram, Lord Ram wanted to give protection to Lord Shiva, and therefore he killed this Shambhukasur. And the effect is the son of a Brahmana came to life again. Those who are saying like that, they have forgotten Lord Ram so many pastimes where he just accepted the service of Shabari, who did not belong to any Varna or Ashram, who was a forest dweller. He gave mercy to Guha. So this should be borne in mind while understanding Lord's pastimes. There is one very nice pastime which I would like to narrate. Actually, two pastimes. But before that, I would like to discuss then what should be a devotee's attitude towards Varnashram. First, he should be respectful towards Varnashram, because Varnashram is, after all, Krishna's creation. So those who are karma adhikaris, they need Varnashram for their elevation. And bhaktas can engage Varnashram, to their profitable end. Secondly, one should not identify oneself with particular varna and ashram as one's core identity. As Mahaprabhu himself said, Naham vipro nacha narapati napi vaisho na shudro, Naham varani nacha gruhapatir na manostho yatirva, Kintu prodhyan nikhila paramananda purna murtabdher gopi bhartu padakamalayor dasa dasa anudasa. So our core identity is, we are servant of the servant of servant of the maintainer of gopis. That is the only soul identity we have. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, accidentally we have fallen into this material world, and therefore we are in the body of, sometimes in the body of Brahmana, sometimes in the body of Kshatriya, but that's not really our core identity. We can use that identity in service of Krishna, but that's not our identity. Prabhupada was once giving class and he was explaining how Brahmanas are first class, how Kali Yuga people are all fourth class Shudras. So one audience, he became very agitated and he said that, so do you think we are all fourth class and you are first class? So Prabhupada just humbly folded his hands and he said, no, I am fifth class. This is Prabhupada's humility. So actually a devotee doesn't have any ego of being of any caste or ashram, nor does he have any ego of any kind of elevation in devotional service. So he is always humble and meek, and always wants to seek shelter of Krishna at his lotus feet, and always acts as others' humble servant. So at the same time, one should also understand that Varnashram has its utility, just like Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas for it, because it will help preaching even more, because there are so many who would find fault with Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu said, I came here to deliver people. I made this aushadhi made from pippali. You know this Ayurvedic medicine called pippali. It is used to reduce kapha. But I have seen that kapha has increased more. So, you know, the medicine that I have brought is having opposite effect on the people. So therefore, I must take sannyas now. Because those who are not offering respect to me, at least with sannyas buddhi, they will accept me, and then I will deliver them. Then also we see that how Varanashram rules for Gruhastha make the ashram very stable and very sacred. Also we see that how Brahmacharya is also very necessary for advancement in Krishna consciousness, whichever Varna or ashram one belongs to. So these are the aspects of Varnashram which are very favorable to bhakti. Although Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu says, Rupa Goswami says that Varnashram is not the qualification nor the limb of bhakti, but certain parts of certain concepts of Varnashram like Brahmacharya can be accepted as a part of Sharanagati, like Anukulyasya Sankalpa Pratikulyasya Varjanam. So Brahmacharya is Anukul for Krishna consciousness. So in that sense it could be engaged in devotional service. And also Varnashram facilitates simple living and high thinking. Prabhupada mentions in the purport of Atha Pumbir Dvija Shrestha verse, Prabhupada says, this Varnashram is not for artificial dominion of one class over the other, but Varnashram is for smooth social intercourse, and secondly, high thinking self-realization, because Varnashram allows one to live simply, depend on nature, depend on Krishna, and have more time for hearing and chanting. Otherwise, if one performs all Varnashram very well but doesn't use the remaining time, that time that he has saved due to adopting this occupation in Varnashram, if he doesn't utilize in devotional service, Narad Muni says that I forget the verse how it starts, but it says that what is the use of performing all one's duties but if one is not Krishna conscious, and what is the loss if one taktva sadharmam charanambujam harer bhajan pakvota patetato yadi yatrakva vabhadram avudamushyakim kovartha apto bhajatam swadharmata. So like that. So also one should understand that devotees should bear in mind that bhakti is the queen and Varnashram is like maid servant. So bhakti, just like our Bilva Mangal Thakuri prays, bhakti stvai sthiratara bhagavan yadi syat daivena na falati divya kishora murti. O Lord Krishna, if bhakti towards you is stably situated in our heart and we constantly see your form as Kishore, then mukti swayam mukulita anjali sevete asman, then mukti comes with folded hands like a maid servant. And dharmartha kama gataya samayo pratiksha, behind mukti stand dharma artha kama. Even Varnashram dharma and others, they stand like maid servants in front of bhakti devi. So this should be noted. And as far as implementing Varnashram within bhakti movement, it should be done the way our acharyas have done it. It should not be done based on how the traditional understanding is. It should be based on scriptures, which is the actual original traditional understanding, and it should be based on how our acharyas give the practical application of those scriptures. Just like Mahaprabhu, he is in Mathura and he meets one Sanodhya Brahmana, and Mahaprabhu comes to know that he is disciple of Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri had eaten in the house of this Brahmana, and Mahaprabhu says, I also want to have bhiksha at your home. So Sanodhya Brahmana says, no, but although I am a Brahmana, I am a lower class Brahmana, I am a Sanodhya. A sannyasi is not supposed to eat at the house of Sanodhya. So Mahaprabhu says, if Madhavendra Puri has eaten at your house, then I will also eat at your house. He says that dharma sthapana hetu sadhura vyavahar. Puri Gosair, just a second, what is it? Yes. Prabhu kahe shruti smruti yata rushigana sabe eka matana hai bhinna bhinna dharma. Actually, if one is not on absolute platform, then for him Shruti, Smriti, Rishis all will appear to have different opinions. So only simply referring to scriptures will not work. One has to see how our acharyas have implemented those scriptures in our society, in our own lives. And then then Mahaprabhu says, dharma sthapana hetu sadhur vyavahar. So whatever sadhu does, that is the essence of scriptures. Puri Gosai ra ye acharan sahi dharma sar. Whatever Madhavendra Puri has behaved, the way, that is real dharma. As we say, Mahajano yeda gata sapantha. So finally, I would like to discuss one very sweet pastime, which discusses the difference between Brahmana and Vaishnava. As Prabhupada mentions, Vaishnava has to first come to a Brahminical platform, like Pancharatri ki vidhi of deity worship requires Brahman initiation. Sanatana Goswami says anyone can have this Brahman initiation if he is sincere. Yatha kanchanatam yati kasyam rasa vidhanata tatha diksha vidhanena dvijatvam jayate nrunam. Just like the brass metal becomes gold by touch of alchemist material, so similarly a man becomes Brahmana when he is qualified and takes initiation from qualified guru. So one has to come to Brahminical platform, but then one has to transcend Brahminical platform to become a devotee. So this is very nicely illustrated in this very beautiful pastime of 10th canto, where Krishna is the gopas, they are saying, "Oh Krishna, oh Balram, Krishna Krishna, Mahabaho, Rama Dushta Nibarhana." They say that we are so hungry, you are famous for killing demons, so please kill this demon of hunger. So Krishna says that, okay, you go to these Brahmanas, they are doing this yajna, and ask some alms from them. Tell them that Krishna is very hungry, and if they don't give, then say Balram is very hungry. So Krishna says, because the Brahmanas may think, oh, Krishna belongs to Vaishya community, why should we give him charity? But Balram belongs to Kshatriya community because he is son of Vasudeva and Rohini, then they might give like that. Of course, in Vrajadham or Vrindavan Dham, spiritual world, there is no such consideration. All this Varna Ashram is just a tool or just a setup so that the transcendental emotions can be shared. So all of them have Satchidananda bodies, Nanda, Yashoda, and this, their Vaishyatva is just a setup, just to facilitate a loving exchanges between Krishna and devotees. So then they go to the Brahmanas. Brahmanas say, no, the time we haven't yet offered, before offering, how can we give it to you? Then the gopas become very morose, they come to Krishna. Krishna says, why are you so morose? This is the way of this life. Sometimes you get, sometimes you don't get. You did your duty, so just be happy. So and then Krishna says, now go to the Brahmana Patnis and ask the alms from them. As soon as the Brahmana Patnis hear about how Krishna is hungry, then, with all eagerness, because they had heard about Krishna for a very long time. Chaturvidam bahugunam annam adaya bhajanai abhisasru priyam sarva samudram iva nimnaga. Just like rivers gush forth toward ocean, they just wanted to gush forth towards Krishna with all the chaturvidha, different kinds of leya, choshya, and what is it? Peya, and one more. Charvya. So these four types of vyanjan, which all they prepared for yajnas for their husbands, they took all everything and just they rushed towards Krishna. Nishidhyamana patibhi bhratribhi bandhubhi sutai bhagavati uttama shloke dirgha shruta dhutashaya. Because of hearing again and again and again about Krishna from Vrindavan vasis, from the betel nut sellers, from florists, flowerist girls, they develop such an attraction towards Krishna that they just, although their husbands and superiors stopped them, they just like rivers flow to ocean. They went to Krishna, they saw the beautiful form of Krishna, And then Krishna told them that it's very appropriate that you came to see me. Why? Because those who know their swartha, they do ahaituki avyavahita bhakti, unmotivated, uninterrupted bhakti towards me. Why? Because I am Atma Priya. I am the soul of all souls to everybody. And then he says that, but now you go back, he says. So Brahman Patni is, because your husbands are waiting. And Brahman Patni says, we no longer maintain false identification of belonging to Brahman community anymore. Because after all, even Brahman community, Vaishya community, whatever communities, these are, just like Prabhupada mentions, these are like first class prisoner, second class prisoner, third class prisoner. After all, any liberated soul or any devotee from spiritual world, any random free citizen is better than any well-behaved criminal in the prisoner. So they say we don't no longer maintain any false ego of being a Brahman or anything. We just want to become your maid servants. So Krishna says that physical proximity with you will not be appreciated by world. Actually Krishna can dance with even Brahman Patnis. Even he can reciprocate with Brahman Patnis, because he says, Ye yathamam prapadyante, tyans tathaiva bhajamyaham. So if Brahman Patnis are approaching with conjugal service attitude towards Krishna, Krishna can very well accept their service attitude in that same mood. But then he says that, it will be too much for the society to handle, you know. Krishna dancing with wives of Brahmanas. So he says that you wait, you go home, you can meditate on me. Shravanat, darshanat, dhyanat, mai bhavonu kirtanat, na tata sannikarshana pratiyata tato gruhan. You go to your house, your husbands will not become envious of you. They will treat you as gurus from now onward. They're spiritual masters. And you will develop a lot of great affection for me, and next life you will become gopis. And then you can associate with me. So he tells this to, this is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his purport. So then Brahmanas hear the great devotion, they see the great devotion of their wives. They already accept them as their gurus. How come they have such great devotion? And then they say, Dik Janma Nas Trivrud Yattat Dik Vratam Dik Bahudnyatam Dik Kulam Dik Kriyadaksham Vimukhayetu Adokshaje. To hell with our high birth, to hell with our great vows, to hell with our scholarship, to hell with our lineage, and to hell with our expertise to perform yajnas, because all of this is useless, because we are vimukha towards adhokshaje. We are apathetic towards Krishna. So this pastime is very illustrative. We can meditate on this pastime to understand how Brahmanas are, they have their smart mentality, but the Brahman Patnis, they really understood what this whole human life is all about. So today we'll like to stop here. Hare Krishna. I think we have 2 minutes so if somebody has any comment, correction, or please give your blessings through your comments and corrections. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय।